You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Cayman Islands gets a bit of a bad name because that's where most crooks store their money. But as it happens, this was the day that Christopher Columbus discovered the Cayman Islands. Among other things, Amerigo Vespucci set off for the United States of America, which was, of course, not called America by then because, you know, he gave his name to it. And several other important things happened on this particular day. But perhaps the most important one, at least in the Indian context, is that this was the day when the 1857 Sepoy Mutiny, or if you want to call it from the Indian perspective, the first war of Indian independence began. But a war has been raging between the bulls and the bears, but it appears that the bears have been winning. All that took place over the course of yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what I bring to you on this morning walk down Dalal Street, the last one of the week. Today is the 10th of May 2019. Thank God it is Friday. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets hit a two-month low on Thursday, weighed down by weak global cues, muted earnings from India Inc. and Reliance Industries' downgrade by Morgan Stanley. What was the final tally on Dalal Street as we had left things at the end of the day's trade yesterday? The S&P BSE Sensex fell 230 points to close at 37,558, while the Nifty 50 dropped 57 points to close at 11,301. Gone are the days of the 11,856 highs that we saw in recent times. In terms of sectors, buying was seen in IT, consumer durables, realty, FMCG and auto stocks, while selling pressure continued in energy, metals and telecom names. On the macro front, investors would watch out for industrial production data for the month of March, falling for the fourth straight session. In other news, the rupee depreciated as much as 23 paise to 69.94 against the American dollar on the 9th of May on unabated foreign fund outflows amid simmering US-China trade tensions. Whether it's a war or talks, we never know because either they're warring or they're talking, but those have been going on for the past 2 years. On the institutional front, though, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 655 rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 677 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Well, it is this season, as one would say. It is earnings season and it continues today as well. And that is the big news I bring to you today as well. As many as 55 companies will be declaring their results for the quarter ended March. And that list includes names like Eicher Motors, Allahabad Bank, Canara Bank, HT Media, IDFC First Bank, Larsen & Toubro, that is L&T, PVR, State Bank of India, the largest bank of the country, Syndicate Bank, Venkis and V-Mart, among others. There are some estimates that are provided to Money Control from Motilal Oswal. Eicher Motors PAT, that is profit after tax, is likely to fall by 16% year on year to 542 crore rupees. State Bank of India, the bank is likely to report a profit of 3,649 crore rupees. And L&T, PAT is likely to grow by 16% year on year to 3,475 crore rupees. If you've seen your horoscope already and seen what the star charts are telling you, and hopefully you have a good day, but it's time now to look at mathematical charts and what they're telling us, what the technical view is on Dalal Street today. Nifty has formed a bearish candle for the seventh day in a row. The index managed to hold on to 11,300 levels. The way we bounced back from 100 days EMA suggests that the downside could be limited from here. The next support for the index is placed at 11,100 levels, while on the upside, resistance is placed at 11,500 levels. So, based on all of these technical chart information, we'll be looking out for three levels over the course of today: 11,255, 11,357, and 11,500. Maximum call OI is placed at 12,000 and 12,500. Maximum put OI placed at 11,000 and 11,500. It's been a season of earnings, so post-market hours yesterday, there were a few results that came out, and these are obviously the stocks that we'll also be keeping a close eye on over the course of today. We start things off with HCL Technologies, which has had a great quarter. It has registered a net income of 2,568 crore rupees, which is up 15.3% year-on-year for the quarter ended March 31st, 2019. The profit, though, fell 1.7% sequentially. Apollo Tyres yesterday reported a 66.41% plunge in consolidated net profit at 83.99 crore rupees for the fourth quarter of 2018-2019, hit by a 100 crore rupee write-off related to ILNFS. More on the ILNFS saga and, of course, How Deloitte has been involved in this saga has been covered in another podcast, which I encourage you to listen to because there's no time like now. Another stock that we'll be keeping a close eye on over the course of today is Voltas, which posted a 27% drop year on year in its March quarter, that is quarter four, at 141.74 crore rupees. This was on account of a flat growth in its revenue. So Voltas, Apollo Tyres and HCL Technologies will be on our radar over the course of today. To make this walk worth your while, we spoke to IIFL and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. There's going to be two buy calls and one sell call today. Britannia Industries has a buy call. Target we're looking at is 2,870 rupees. Stop loss placed at 2,610 rupees for an upside of 7.5%. Hindustan Unilever, one of the largest FMCG companies in the country, has a buy call as well. Target we're looking at is 1775, just a year before American independence, 1775. Stop loss placed at 1670 for an upside of 4.5%. And the sell call we have today is Divi's Laboratories for May futures. Target we're looking at is 1553. Stop loss placed at 1662.50 rupees for a downside of 5%. So Britannia Industries and Hindustan and Unilever with buy calls from IIFL and Divi's Laboratories with a sell call. That's pretty much everything you need to know before going into trade today. Here is wishing and hoping that the stock market gods smile upon you. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and to stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation